This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we considered the blessing of being God's children once we trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior. In Romans 8:17, Paul builds on this happy relationship with the assurance that if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. He is saying that associated with the relationship of being God's children and thus fellow heirs with Christ, there is the very real likelihood that we will suffer with Him. This is not suffering to gain or provide redemption for ourselves or anyone else. It is suffering for righteousness' sake. When you take a stand for what is right and good, there are those who will be offended. They won't understand. And if our stand reflects negatively on them, they likely will resent it. That often leads to attacking our stand. This is a familiar scenario for those who seek to honor Jesus. And let me just say that today this dynamic is becoming more common. Speak of any religion and name and God, and it is tolerated, if not accepted. Speak up for Jesus, and you feel the tension immediately. His name is unique and stands for the one who is unique, the one and only Son of God. As we saw in an earlier study, Jesus predicted in John 15, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. They will treat you this way because of my name." It is a privilege to suffer with Jesus Christ.